is Follow the Money on VSiN.
A lot of news in the NFL. Geno Smith will not play tonight. Foot soreness. Bucks quarterback Jake Browning will not play tonight as well. So still say no Geno, and Klubnik starts for the Jets. Why are they 5.5? I mean, Tampa might be throwing Jastrzemski out there tonight at quarterback. How bad it is with all their injuries. No Daniels, and starters will not play for Washington tonight. And Sam Darnold won't play Saturday. Drew Lock and Milroe will rotate at home against the Cowboys.
Well, you nailed why this line has not moved between the Jets and the Buccaneers. Well, let's be real about something too, Paulie. If Geno Smith had played for the Jets, he's getting what, max one or two series?
Yeah.
So the odds makers aren't going to take that too much into account. It's not like you're going to see Geno Smith for a full half of football. And the Tampa situation is just worse. They're not playing anybody. Anybody. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, for a team that was as rotten and as vile as the Jets were a year ago, you almost need a pick-me-up if you're Aaron Glenn. You almost need to show the guys within that locker room, hey, this is what it feels like to win again. As irrelevant as a preseason win may be, from like a morale standpoint, from like a mood boost standpoint, Jets could use it. I think they're the right side in the game today. I know it's not a comforting thought laying 6.5 in a preseason game when guys are coming in and out like crazy. But I think the line being what it is kind of telling a story as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds good. Excellent. MLB card. Cubbies already shut out the Cardinals 3-0. That prop seems to come in every single day. It's just, will there be a shutout? There were three yesterday on a short card. It's crazy. So the Red Sox, after losing 3 out of 4 in Toronto, take on the Pirates. The Pirates have lost 8 of 9 against lefties. Chandler's been good the last couple times out, but they have been so bad. Skeens has been awful. They did get the blowout win yesterday, but Boston only $1.15 here against the Pirates and Chandler on the road.
It's a monstrous rat line, and I hit on this earlier in the week. To me, now is the time, Paulie, to be fading the Boston Red Sox. They went on that insane heater where they were 31-5 over 36. They solidified their playoff spot within the American League. But I think what you're seeing, and you saw it in a series against Toronto, I mean, my goodness, they lost back-to-back games to the A's. There's a little bit of a market correction with Boston, who was getting insanely lucky from like a BABIP standpoint, their advanced metrics offensively. Like, they were not profiling as a team that should have been performing the way that they were performing during this 40 or 50 game heater. So I agree with the line going against them here in this spot. And I know the Pirates have a lot of problems. They've not pitched well this year. Paul Skeens, I mean, my goodness, did you see those pictures of him with Livy Dunn? I mean, Paul, come on, man. Can we eat a salad? Can we get in better shape? I mean, if you were pitching to a 2 ERA, I wouldn't care about the gut hanging out down the Jersey Shore down Florida. But buddy, you're pitching to a 4 ERA. You stink right now, and yeah, you don't look your best. They've been a mess. But I think they're the right side in this game today. It's not one of my best bets, Paulie, but I like the Pirates.
All right. You've been great with baseball. Fair enough. This is a huge series in Detroit. Can the Tigers pull this off now? They are in the playoffs, believe it or not, and they're only 2.5 back of the White Sox now. And remember, the White Sox are awful on the road. Job goes for Detroit tonight, 38-23 since June 1st. Number one in ERA, second in runs, plus 129 run differential. This is fake. In the playoffs for the first time since May 8th. And I don't know what you're going to get, how long Newcomb goes, but 8.5 the total. I can't believe, number one, how well they're playing after the trades and what they're doing offensively. Detroit $1.30 at DraftKings.
Detroit's got some players within that lineup. And that's why I didn't totally abandon ship on them. Even after they traded away Tarek Skubal, even after they traded away Mize, McGonagall's a hell of a player. Dingler, their catcher, is a hell of a young player. They get Gleyber Torres back into their lineup, who, you know, has played on a bunch of winning teams throughout his career. In this particular spot, though, Paulie, this is a little bit overvaluing Detroit here in this game. -130 with this pitching matchup is a little too rich for my liking. I lean towards Chicago here, who could go and score some runs. But the problem is Tigers have turned into a runaway freight train. And I'm kicking myself. There were some crazy numbers for them to go and make the playoffs and to win the division after they traded away their two pitchers. And I still thought they were at least worth exploring because the division is that bad. Didn't take them. And now there's some major, major buyer's remorse on my behalf. But I do like Chicago tonight for what it's worth. 5-point a game, I'd be on the White Sox.
All right, a couple things here. The other day, I was stormy. You had the Padres, and that was a winner, and they swept the Brewers. Although, the last time we talked, you were down on San Diego. But who saw this coming?
Oh, my goodness.
They won 8 of 9 before the deadline and then became buyers. And now they've won 15 of 19. They're in Cleveland tonight. Merrill has an extra base hit 6 games in a row, and he's had an RBI 7 games in a row. Cleveland comes limping in, loses a 15 of 20, but it's King against Gavin Williams. Williams 11 and 6 with a 3.55. But check out this game log. And again, if you want to jump on his K prop, 5 2/3, 7 strikeouts, 2 earned runs. Bad performance for him. 5 2/3, no runs, 10 Ks. 7 innings, 12 strikeouts. 7 innings, 11 strikeouts. 6 innings, 11 strikeouts. 7 innings, 11 Ks. This guy's been incredible, and he's only $1.15.
He's a strikeout machine. And how about the total in this game sitting there at 7, Paulie? 7 for the Guardians and the Padres with Michael King and Gavin Williams on the mound. Offense will be at a premium. I can't believe what the Padres are doing. This is where I'm a man of accountability, Paulie, because I did a bunch of follow the money shows with you, and you're absolutely right. I did have the Padres the other night against the Brewers. It was a win. Great. To be fair, I also told you with confidence, there's no way in the world the Padres are going over 81.5 games. I bet it. That, my friend, is looking like a big fat loser, because that streak the Padres went on right out of the All-Star break changed everything, because it allowed AJ Preller to say, Mason Miller's not going anywhere. We're actually going to go to add to our baseball team. And they've actually hit a little bit better. This game I'm not touching. This reeks of a 3-2 game that I don't want to be involved with. But I apologize, City of San Diego and Padres fans. I should not have doubted your baseball team.
Okay. Very good. This is a fishy line, too. Here's what I was talking about before the break. Lambert is $1.20 at home to Kirby and the Mariners. Mariners have been awful. Can't hit. Terrible season. Raleigh embarrassing. Apologizing how bad he's been. He's embarrassed as well. But they've won 11-12 against Houston. They've owned them. And here, Houston, first place, number one bullpen ERA since late July. But they can't find a way to beat this Seattle team. This is an interesting. Can Kirby give them something here? Seattle's just playing out the string. Total of 8. What do you think of this Astro game?
Well, listen, everything about Seattle's record would indicate they're dead for the final 2 months of the year. Except for the fact that they play in the American League and they play in the American League West. And even being 8 games under 500, Paulie, if they go and have a big weekend against Houston, they're right back in this thing. So my feeling on this division is nobody is going to make it easy. And just when you think Seattle is out, they're going to pull you back in. You mentioned that great heads-up record they've had with the Astros over the last 2 years. I will be on Kirby tonight, and I think the line is telling. Seattle can't score any runs. They've been an absolute joke since the All-Star break, yet they're basically a coin flip pick'em with Houston to kick off this 3-game series. Seattle is the right side in the game.
Okay. Good matchup to start the card in about 5 minutes. A 6:15 first pitch with Miami and Cincinnati. It's Burns against Sandy. Good matchup. Reds $1.10, total of 8. Reds face the most difficult schedule left in baseball. Sandy, 20 innings scoreless pitched, going back. So that's a good one coming up as well. And some other stats. I know you're big into the player props. Yaz hitting .556 career against Fott. Baldwin hitting .625 career against him. Wilson batting .556 against Rocker. What say you about your Yankees and Cole, who's been good, and Bieber has horrible numbers against the Yankees' career?
You got to be careful with Cole's strikeout props tonight because Toronto does a good job of putting the ball in play. You mentioned the Yankees getting the better of Shane Bieber for years when he was a member of the Cleveland Indians, then the Cleveland Guardians, and he's a shell of the pitcher he used to be. Yankee offense is just not any good. So that's the problem. I just don't have great trust within the Yankee offense. But Cole has been a monster in these games. I mean, he's going seven innings a start. Probably nobody in baseball in this day and age is going seven innings consistently. I it's a premium. You're going to pay it. But if I had to, Yankees would be the play tonight.
When's Rodon coming back?
Very soon.
Okay.
Within the next week or so. The problem is he can't hit. That's great. Yankee pitching is amazing. Yeah. It's the best 1-2-3 in baseball, in my opinion. They need the big fella back in the absolute worst way.
Preseason football back. Time to book your trip to Vegas. Winner's Circle Proxy, VSiN's preferred proxy service. After your required in-person registration, they handle your weekly submission so you can make your picks from anywhere. One trip to Vegas, play all season long. Schedule your appointment now, WinnerCircleProxy.com, WinnerCircleProxy.com. What are we up to, Luke? We almost at 9,000? This is crazy. Ahead of last year's pace, 80% pace from last year. They threw out the 28,000 number on Wednesday. Love My Baxter said maybe 25,000. It's incredible what's going on with these contests. We'll roll on with the MLB card coming up next. And after the debacle last night, an ERA of 12 since late July, and 10 blown lead losses, most in baseball, they are sticking by this guy. Why? Fill you in coming up next. Yamamoto and the Dodgers, $1.70 tonight against the Brewers after that sick beat last night at Dodger Stadium. Diaz was booed off the mound. He has blown three saves in his last four appearances. His ERA is 12. He's got a $70 million contract. In spite of all this, the Dodgers are still sticking with him as their closer. Diaz, it's frustrating because I know my ability. I know what I can do on the mound. To be not to be able to do it, it sucks. They were 20-1 in play. There was nobody on, one out in the ninth. Four straight hits off Diaz. They blow the 4-2 lead. And it just seemed like another easy Dodger win, how they've owned Milwaukee, and Milwaukee can't generate any offense against the Dodger starters and the Dodger pitching staff. And then all hell breaks loose in the ninth inning, and you lose 5-4. So tonight becomes big, because you got to face the Miz tomorrow and your underdogs at home in this four-game set, JJ.
You know, Paulie, I went into this series thinking it's going to matter a lot more for the Milwaukee Brewers than it is the Los Angeles Dodgers because of what happened last year in the National League Championship Series, where the Brewers got to hear from people like me all winter long and really all season long, you can't play with the Dodgers, you can't match up with the Dodgers. Don't waste your time if it's a Dodger-Brewer postseason series. And I think that's like additional fuel to the fire for a very chippy team, a very well-run team by Pat Murphy. Pat Murphy, to me, is one of the best managers in all of baseball. His teams are buttoned up. They're super prepared. They play the game the right way. And they're a tough, tough out. Now, I do have reservations and questions about their lineup come October and come playoff time. But I thought that win for them on Thursday, and I know Diaz is stunk, and we'll get to that in a minute, but I think it is a huge confidence booster. And look, I understand every Joe Schmo is going to bet Yamamoto on the Dodgers tonight.
Yep.
I get it. I get it. I understand it. And conventional wisdom would tell you, hey, they bounce back in a big way. Well, maybe this is just going to be a big weekend for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Dodgers, historically speaking, under Roberts, have these ruts around this time of the year where they get bored with the regular season. Mm-hmm. They go and lose 11 out of 14. Everybody, what's wrong with the Dodgers? What's wrong with the Dodgers? Don't be surprised if that's the theme coming out of this weekend where it's like, holy smokes, Milwaukee just won 3 out of 4 games. What happened here? Don't know if it means anything come October, but this series will mean a lot more to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay. How about Atlanta and Sale, $1.90 against Fott. Fott's been great. One earned run in his last 25 innings pitched. Just when you're buying in, and thinking, hey, watch out for Arizona. They're going to make the playoffs. They lose 2 out of 3 at home to Colorado, who they've owned.
This is a very, very weird game for me. Very, very weird game because Arizona's the type of team, Paulie, I like taking them plus money in these spots. I do because they could score runs. However, Atlanta, they're wagging, man. They're a tremendous, tremendous team. I don't know how they're doing it because they have one starting pitcher that you really trust, and it's the guy who's on the mound tonight. But they hit high velocity. We've seen that on a consistent basis. And there's no way in the world I'm getting in front of Sale tonight. So I'm going to give out a card that's 4 dogs. Arizona will not be a part of that card. Hot night in Atlanta, total of 8. If I had to play anything in the game, I think we have some runs here. I would take the over at 8.
Yeah, yeah. I like the over in the Mets game. Stock against Alvarez, 8.5 the total. Not, I mean, the Nats do this every game. Second most runs scored. They've scored 6-plus runs, 5 in a row. Feels like a lot of runs in the Nationals game in your backyard. And a Malinsky special in Tampa. Off the 9-0 road trip, off that long roadie, it's Mats tonight. I believe he's an opener. He's $1.40 against Bassett and the Orioles. This team's a wagon, too. I mean, Tampa just so consistent, and Caminero's on a heater right now.
He sure is. If Yordan Alvarez was not having the season he was having, Junior Caminero would be the American League MVP, and maybe he can make a case for that if Tempe goes and wins the American League East, which it looks like they're about to do. I'd be careful with Tampa Bay tonight, though. And we'll get to that when we do our in-pocket plays.
All right.
When these teams come back off of a road trip, especially when it's a successful road trip, you're back in your own beds, life is good, we're doing this, we're doing that, can catch them napping.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be surprised if this is a catch them napping spot with Baltimore, who's still hanging around the periphery of that American League wildcard race.
Perfect Malinsky special tonight. Absolutely, that they could get beat. Some of the late games are tough. You know, I like the Dodgers, but it's a big price. But it's Lugo against Rodriguez. Two bad teams. Kansas City's awful on the road. Rodriguez had the second worst ERA in baseball, but pitched well last time out. And then it's Rocker against Gage Jump. The A's have lost 15 of 18. These are the two worst bullpens in baseball since the All-Star break. And not just more bad news is you lose 3 in a row to the Angels, who are awful, and then DeGrom leaves with an injury. Terrible job by Texas.
I can't take Texas seriously.
Yes, good point.
They wanted to sell. They wanted to sell DeGrom to the Braves at the deadline. DeGrom didn't want to go.
Yeah.
DeGrom didn't want to go. I actually like the Sacramento, Vegas, Oakland A's. I do actually in this spot, Paulie, because I don't trust Texas's lineup at all. And you know when you play these games, you have to be able to score in that minor league ballpark. It is a bandbox. I think the A's are the right side tonight.
Okay, so you're throwing out Texas, and I agree with you. Is there a future bet to be made? Who do you like then? Detroit? To make the playoffs, they're plus 150 at DraftKings, and they're in right now. Chicago's minus 180, yet they're only 2.5 up on Detroit. And I think they lose tonight, and then you got to face Melton tomorrow. Is there something here you want to look at from a future standpoint in either the AL or NL?
I don't have the odds in front of me, but I'm going to ask you, since you do, what are the odds for Toronto to make the playoffs?
Plus 380. Two back?
I think.
Two and a half back?
They have a very, very tough schedule over the next two and a half weeks. And I wonder if that's being baked into the price. They have two series with the Yankees. They have another tough couple of games that are eluding my mind at the moment. But they're 2.5 back. They have Soriano now in that rotation alongside Dylan Cease. If they could just figure out some way to get Guerrero Jr. going. I mean, if he can't get going against the Yankees, who he always hits against.
Yeah.
You wonder, can Vlad ever hit in 2026? I think at that price, kind of worth the flyer, isn't it?
That's not bad. I don't want these other teams. No way. I know that you're right about the schedule.
Yeah, like, I don't want to get in on Cleveland.
No. They lost 15 to 20 we talked about. Yeah.
Can't hit. Ramirez is shot this year because of the injury. I don't want to get in on Texas. The problem with Detroit is I feel like we missed the boat on Detroit. You know what I mean? Like Detroit, the time the bye would have been a week, week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, not now. I feel like Toronto's staring us in the face. That's the team that interests me. Some will make the case for Baltimore. I can't do it. I've seen enough of Baltimore this year. I don't know. The pieces are not there.
Yeah. Will Hill lets you parlay last place teams as well. That's everything up there is imaginable. Six seed. Who's going to get the yes-no playoffs, divisions you can parlay, teams to finish in last place, and some of these races are incredible as well. This was the stretch you're talking about after they took three out of four from Boston. Yankees, Tampa, Yankees. But if Toronto can survive that, then it's Kansas City, Seattle, Cleveland, Kansas City, and the A's. A lot of winnable games
after
that.
See, that eases up.
Yes, that's right.
That eases up. If you think that Toronto can hang in over the next 2 weeks, that plus 360 is definitely worth adding to the portfolio.
Not bad. We got a lot of movement in the NFL preseason. I don't know why. Denver's down to three now coming up, and still the Jets sitting there at 5.5 and Miami 3.5. We'll run down the preseason games rapid fire coming up, and some of the best betting opportunities of the year start with the NFL preseason. Sign up for the VSiN Pro today and get both our NFL and college football betting guides packed with team previews, power ratings, proven betting systems, best bets from VSiN's sharpest minds. Help you bet football smarter all year long. Every best bet, every host, every guest, the real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, the player props, the total picks, 24/7 video on the Watch app. Start today just $9.99. Get a full year and save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to vsin.com/subscribe now. vsin.com/subscribe now. Cubs won 3-0. No score early with Miami and Cincinnati. But coming up, I think we're going to put you on two games in the preseason with some incredible trends, stats, and also what these coaches have done going back. What if I told you there's a 7-0 run against a 1-14 ATS run, and also a team that's 2-18 on the road last 20 in the preseason. We're it all down coming up next with the who's in, who's out, who's starting in the preseason coming up on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, Sirius XM Channel 158. Only three games tonight, NFL preseason. They all go in half an hour. Bad job by the league. We all got the same games kicking off. But if you heard Ryan Kramer earlier today, joint practices under, likes to play those games under. That's Tampa, the Jets in Miami and Washington under. Also the Jacksonville game tomorrow. Every game went under last night, 6-0 to the under. And dogs went 5-0 ATS. There was a pick'em in the Houston Charger game. Denver's down to 3, JJ. 3 against Atlanta, 39.5. It's Stidham and Ellinger for Denver, and then Tua, maybe after a series, it's going to be the rookie 22-year-old kid from Wisconsin who went to a D2 school, and then it's Cooper Rush, who they just signed off the street. Atlanta on a 1-14 ATS run at home in the preseason. Also, 5-24-1 straight up in the preseason. Denver has won 7 in a row in the preseason, averaging 32 points a game. I'm baffled by this number. It was as high as 5.5, now 3.
Yeah, you got to explain this one to me because I thought this was going to be Paulie Howard, my first ever preseason bet on record that we could log and have some fun with here because I vowed for forever I'd never bet a preseason football game. And now, because I have been under the influence of my great friends over at VSiN, I am changing my mind on that. I'm going to have a little fun tonight and see where it takes me. I'm staying off of this one because that steam is scaring the crap out of me. Paulie, it moves a point and a half here in the last hour, hour and a half. What am I missing here? It feels like maybe some of your big players that are walking up to that ticket window at Circa know a little bit more than I do.
Jets 5.5, even though with no Geno, with foot soreness. Klubnik will start. And behind him, it's okay. I mean, it's Cook and Zappe behind him. But the bigger story is there's nothing out there. I don't know who these guys are that Tampa's playing at quarterback, because it's no Mayfield, and Browning got hurt. He's out. So two unknowns with Tampa Bay. Jets 5.5 down to 35.5, the total coming up.
Yeah, I like the Jets here in the spot. I think preseason matters to Aaron Glenn. They need some sort of good feeling after the way last year ended up. I don't love the fact that you won't have Geno Smith for at least a series or two. It's going to be Klubnik, the old Clemson quarterback. Then you'll see Cook. Then you'll see Zappe. But the Jets are going to have starters out there for the first series or two. You mentioned nobody playing for Tampa. And just bigger picture here for a second, Paulie. I am out on the Buccaneers this year.
Okay.
I don't agree with them being favorites in the division. They finished the year terribly. They lose Mike Evans and Lavonte David, who are two heart and soul guys on that football team for years. And I look at certain teams at the beginning of a year, and I like circle them, and I say, yes, things are going to go poorly here, and it's going to be a blow-it-up operation at the end of the season. Like,
yep.
Miami a year ago kind of fit that description in many ways, with McDaniel, with Tua, with Tyreek, and that ended up coming home the roost. They had a win total that was right around that 7.5, 8.5 range if you go back a year ago. I think Tampa is going to be a bad team this year. I don't like their vibe. I don't like their mix. I don't like Todd Bowles. I'm a Baker Mayfield fan, too. Like, I have bet on Baker Mayfield quite a bit over the last few years. I think the bottom falls out for the Buccaneers. Remember I said that. I am totally out on them.
Gino, a big fan of Frank Reich so far, the new OC. Quote, leader of the offense. Every way, shape, and form. To me, what has come crystal clear, laser focus, and I think we can have a good year offensively, what Smith said earlier in the week. In the late game, well, the last game on the card, rather, same time, though, but Miami 3.5 on the road against Washington, 36.5 the total. New coach angle. Again, that 60% ATS last 5 years with Miami. Maybe come out, get a win. Dan Quinn does not care how bad he's been in the preseason. Remember, that goes back to Atlanta. That some of that is on him. The new OC is David Blau. Likes to call trick plays every practice. The one on Wednesday worked for a touchdown. Says he wants to do it every single game. But with Tunsil already getting hurt and a coach who doesn't care about the preseason, I can see Willis and Ewers here maybe doing something and winning a low-scoring game and the Dolphins get the cover. But I do not want Washington, as Quinn does not care. Daniels, knowing them, the starters will not play tonight for Washington.
Well, Paulie, I think this is going to be our first official preseason play. What can go wrong? Me betting my favorite football team, even though I don't really care about the outcome of the game. I may now, if I end up taking the Miami Dolphins. I think everything you alluded to is fair. Dan Quinn, look at his track record in these preseason games. Doesn't cover numbers, doesn't care about the preseason. Going to see Willis at least first series or two. Quinn Ewers played well. If you go back, hey, final couple of games last year, beat the Buccaneers. You know, put up decent numbers against Cincinnati and New England before that game really exploded in the second half up in Foxborough. He's a competent backup. They're playing for Halfley, trying to make a mark, trying to make a team. Can I get you on board taking the Dolphins laying 3.5? Can that be the first preseason play or what?
I'll take it, yeah. Yeah. And I want to talk you in to the Browns tomorrow to start the day. Everything you want right here on it's up to 3. Chicago opened the favorite, 40.5 the total. No Williams. Badgett gets the start for the Bears. All these injuries on defense. Dennis Allen has been in problem-solving mode since camp opened. Gordon on the PUP list. Bryant out 4 to 6 months. Hicks, PUP list. They also lost 2 backup DBs to leg injuries. Safety Cam Lewis left practice last week as well. In need of reinforcements, they signed 10-year veteran safety Xavier Woods and worked out 9 defensive backs last week as well. Watson will play a half. Sanders comes in the third quarter. I have Gilbert behind him as well. Not only do I have the battle for the starting quarterback, also the backup spot. Monk and new coach angle as well. All these injuries with the Bears. I think the Browns are the play. I think they win and cover Saturday. You on board with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Sign me up right now. Quarterback battle, so both guys incentivized to play well. Chicago, a mass unit defensively. And hey, that new coach vibe, that new coach feel with Monken, this will be preseason play number two for John Jastrzemski. And I vow, if these do not go well, Paul, you're going to be hearing from me on Saturday around 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast saying, never again, never again, never again. How did you let me do this?
Come on.
But it looks like the Dolphins and the Browns are going to be the two plays we're looking at. Are you of the mindset and of the belief that Cleveland as a whole this year can be better than advertised?
No, I like the win total under. I think Watson's going to get hurt at some point and Sanders isn't ready. I'm not a big Monken fan. I thought he did a terrible job in Baltimore when he would abandon the run with Henry. And the division, it's a tough division. So I don't see it. I know they're high on him. I had dinner with a lot of guys when they're out here on vacation, and Rizzo and the guys, and think they could get maybe to 6 or 7 wins. I don't see it. I'm down on Cleveland. And I'll tell you, the worst thing that could happen to him, though, is if Watson has a good year in a contract year, because you can't sell it to the fan base to bring him back. Let's see if the guy can get through 4 or 5 games healthy. That's first thing with Watson.
Well, even if he goes and has a productive season, which, by the way, he won't, because he's not been a productive quarterback in the NFL in quite some time, how do you bring Deshaun Watson back if you're Cleveland? When
can't
he is basically, he's
can't
stolen money from your franchise. Can't do it. Can't do it. To go 6-11, all because he was a little bit better than what we had a year ago, give me a break. Cannot sell that in any way. And I share your opinion on the Browns. I don't get where the love is coming from. They have no answers at quarterback. Their defensive coordinator is a new mind. I'm not the biggest Todd Monken guy. And oh, by the way, where are the wins coming from within the division?
Yep.
Baltimore twice. Cincinnati twice. I don't even love Pittsburgh this year. But at best, you're doing what? Splitting with the Steelers? I think they're a 4 or 5 win team. That's what I see the Browns in 2026.
This is on TV tomorrow. Vikings and Giants, 3-point move on the total up to 41.5. Great quarterback rotations for both teams. And Harbaugh, 47-17 straight-up career in the preseason. Carolina and Buffalo, also 1 Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Starters will play for both teams. Carolina signed Trask with the Haynes King injury. Buffalo up to 3. Allen will give it a go. Bennett will start for the Rams. Fields for the Chiefs. No Mahomes. Chiefs 2.5 against the Rams. Rattler will start for the Saints. No starters for Jacksonville. Saints 2.5, 35.5. Kramer likes that one under as well. That's the joint practice angle. Eagles and Ravens. Eagles up to 3.5. Sirianni not saying who he's going to start at quarterback. And the Seahawks are down to 2.5 with the Darnold news. No Darnold. It's all Drew Lock and Milrow. Dallas 2-18 straight up. Last 20 road preseason games. Schottenheimer not happy with how the team has looked. 37.5 the total in that one. College football season almost here. Betting it blind is a losing strategy. Get the VSiN College Football Guide. Free with VSiN Pro. We preview every team. Our preseason top 50 power ratings, proven betting systems, best bets from the sharpest mind. And VSiN Pro also gets you the NFL betting guide, the fantasy life, fantasy football guide, the daily best bets, and the real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Try today, just $9.99 or lock in for a full year and save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe, VSiN.com/subscribe. Let's make it 2-0 with the NFL preseason. JJ with a ton of picks as well in pocket next. Should have been a 2-0 easy winner with the Titans, although they did not look good offensively. Cam Ward struggled. Levis was terrible. Trubisky missed a easy throw that could have been a touchdown, but that was a winner. And then the Dodgers. Diaz does it again. It's C.J. Stroud territory. Like, what do you have to do to lose your job and get demoted? 4-2, top of the ninth, one out, nobody on, 4 straight hits. Brewers 20-1 in play. Dodgers and under becomes Brewers and over. and he's blown three of his last four save opportunities. ERA at 12 on the season. They're sticking by him. You figure it out. So, a 1-1. That's degraded. To the new place. Y'all, we're on the Browns. Browns money line. It's 2.5 first half, by the way, as well. But again, we got the battle between Sanders and Watson, and then the battle between third string as well. Can Gabriel get there? Will Sanders be the backup? And everyone hurt for the Bears in that one. And I can't see. Oh, fever over tonight. I think this has moved. WNBA game. I ran down the scores yesterday. Look at the game log. We know number one offense, number one offensive efficiency. Just outrageous, the scores with the fever here. And now kind of a tight-knit group, resilient, rallying around the coach after she had her tirade and the fans booed her. So I think a big performance, and maybe they can drop 100 tonight against Dallas in that one. And adding the Detroit Tigers tomorrow, it's $1.50 tomorrow. Melton goes. Number one, the White Sox are awful on the road. And who's been better than Melton? What a run he's had for the Tigers. So the best record in baseball in run differential since June 1st. And now a playoff team if they started today. I'll take the Tigers tomorrow as well. Good luck, everyone.
All right, Paulie. Go time. The dogs treated me well earlier in the week when I did money moves. I'm going back to that playbook for three on Friday and a couple of real juicy ones at plus 138 and plus 166. I'll start with my best bet of the day, though. I love Seattle, plus 111 against the Houston Astros. I understand Seattle can't score runs. Seattle's been one of baseball's biggest disappointments. They found a way to win at Yankee Stadium 24 hours ago. And this is a kitchen sink series for them. They have to make their move now. Kirby can go and shut down the Astros. The Astros have struggled mightily with Seattle over the last 2 years. Public is over Houston, yet the line has come down. We like the sound of that. Seattle, game number one. Now, game two is a classic sell-high spot on the Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays had a flawless road trip. They gained ground in the American League East. Right now, life is good if you are the Rays, except for the fact that you're back in your home bed. You're kicking off a series at home against a team that you are better than. This will end up being a sleepy Rays team, I think, on Friday night. I think we can take advantage. They're playing a division foe. Let's take the Orioles, who weirdly are leading off Pete Alonso. Bizarre. I know baseball now. You want to get a righty against the lefty up as much as you can. You don't care about certain body types and certain prototypes leading off. It's still super weird. Pete Alonso, who should profile as a cleanup hitter every which way imaginable, leading off the game, but watch him go homer today. But I am on the Orioles at plus 138. And last but not least, Dodgers did you dirty yesterday.
Sick.
Conventional wisdom would say Yamamoto, off a loss, gotta take him, automatic. So fast, my friends. I am grabbing plus 166. Don't call me Chalky JJ. I'm Frisky JJ. I'm giving you a plus 166 today because I think the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be as dialed in as they've been all year. NLCS rematch. They've seen Yamamoto a bunch. The Dodgers do this, it feels like, every year where they have one of these ruts right around this time. Let's continue to capitalize on it and get inflated number and take Milwaukee at plus 166 to send the Dodgers to another loss.
All right. Good luck, my man. Good breakdown. What a way to start the preseason. Every game goes under, and the dogs covered in every game. That was crazy. So that's an easy 11-team parlay that you hit. Dog and under.
Very easy.
Yeah, no problem.
And if you notice, we did not throw in, and rightfully so here. I appreciate this, Luke. We are not going to put the preseason plays on the JJ Ledger feed.
What is your problem? You know? Why, who are you, Bam Maldonado here? What is this anti-preseason stuff? Why aren't you on board? Coach, you said it. Coaches are telling you what they're going to do. I'm running down these incredible trends from Steve Mackinnon. And you, come on, get on board.
They just better hit because the games are not fun to watch.
Oh, come on.
So they just need to be winnable. They just need to be winnable. That's all.
We're going to do it. The Browns are going to get there. And
hey, listen, yep. I'm in now. I did it during the break. I'm in. Good. Browns and Dolphins. I'm in.
Good.
I'm in.
And take the Broncos, too. Just the fish rat line here. Bizarre. That just the bad. You know how bad it was for Atlanta last week? You know who was throwing? They had to come out and throw to the wide receivers? Matt Ryan. Because they had no quarterbacks. Penix hurt. Tua banged up. I mean, you got to call up the kid from D2. And then they hadn't signed Cooper Rush yet. Matt Ryan's out there throwing to the wide receivers. Yet Atlanta money, and it's down to 3 against a team that's won 7 straight preseason games. Has been a wagon, averaging 32 a game against an organization that hasn't cared for 4 or 5 years. That's bizarre. That's crazy what's coming up.
In on Stidham and in on Sam Ehlinger.
Yeah, sure.
The old Texas quarterback. That's what we need. I just don't love the fact that this line has moved a point and a half in the direction of the Falcons, Paulie. It's concerning.
Well, yeah, but all the moves, the Tennessee move was accurate from pick up to 7, but all the other moves, no good, although there were some horrible beats, just some sick beats. Colts -4 in the turnover battle, fumble at the 1, 3 turnovers deep in New England territory. The Bengal, Altmaier goes 80 yards on the final drive. They fell asleep after the lead. That was a bad job there. It was just some tough beats right off the bat as well. And how about the Jets? You still go with the Jets? 4.5 first half.
I do.
5.5 for the game coming up in 8 minutes.
I do like the Jets because I think you're going to see a bunch of starters in Tampa Bay's playing nobody. I want to see this David Bailey kid. People around Jet Camp have been raving about the number 2 overall pick. So if there's one like element that I have circled from like a viewing perspective, not betting this game, but David Bailey going, making his mark from Jump Street, because maybe that's somebody we have to keep an eye on for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay. The other thing too, I know Peyton will be ready, and also Davis Webb may be cooks tonight too. Everyone loves this guy. He's a new OC, and he was rumored to get a head coaching job in the offseason, but Denver locked him up. I want to see what he does tonight as well, because some of these guys have a lot to show. That's something to watch, too, with Washington, even though I think Miami's going to win. But Blau, talking a big game and running these trick plays every practice as well, we'll probably see that tonight, too, at some point in that game. But I want to see what he's up to in the kitchen with what he's got going, although Dan Quinn hasn't given a rat's ass about the preseason going back as well. Don't go anywhere. VSiN Primetime next with Matt Humans and Will Hill. Nick Bogdanovich, bookmaker on the show, go behind the counter for preseason football. He loves it. Matt interviewed him for his article up at VSiN.com, which was excellent. And then the Sports Gambling Podcast with Sean Green and Ryan Kramer at 10 p.m. Tomorrow, Tim Murray has your morning covered on the VSiN Weekend Morning Line at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's all right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Great job, JJ. A lot of fun. Give us your schedule coming up. I know you're coming to town in a couple weeks.
That is correct. Well, I got the VSiN Weekend Morning Line with Will, Sunday 9 to 12 Eastern. You want to check that out. But August 31st, September 1st, 48 hours to make sure the big guy is signed up for the circuit contest. Good. So first flight out of New York, get the round of golf in at Bally High, hopefully make it in for the end of Paulie and Mitch, where you guys can hear the extracurriculars on the craps tables.
Gotta see
it's
it.
Hopefully a lot of Horde Sixes that are coming home to roost. Yes, you do. You do need to see it to believe it.
Excellent. Congrats on the news as well as you in the New York Post. What you're doing. Glad you're still going to be on the team at VSiN.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I guess that's the big word on the street. I can't comment on what's written in the New York Post.
Oh, you can't? Okay. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Not yet, at least. All right. No, that's fine. But I, you know what I'm doing. I appreciate the well wishes. That's kind of you.
Mitch back on Monday.
But don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still a part of the VSiN family. Yep. I still will be able to do that, so you don't got to worry.
Thursday, Keyshawn Johnson in studio. Friday, Lisa Ann in studio. How about that mix? Working on Duff McKagan. Axel and Slash, Luke, can you get them in? Coming to town in a couple weeks.
Look at you.
Get that on.
Look at you.
Robert Walker on Tuesday's show. For years, worked at the Stardust and MGM. How about the guy who walked out with $500,000 and was never heard from again, who worked there? And also Bite Night, Tyson, Holyfield, NBA players stealing chips. Can't wait. Cash some tickets. Thanks, JJ.